support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The special counsel investigating President Biden's retention of classified documents found no intentional wrongdoing. But the president now defending himself against another accusation in the special counsel's report that he has a failing memory. ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Another factor in Heard's decision was Biden's inability to answer certain questions, apparently because he simply could not remember. He described Biden's memory as hazy and that he might come across to a jury as, quote, sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly, a man with a poor memory.
In Ohio, a student is being hailed as a hero for helping stop a mass shooting at his school. His dad says despite threats on his son's life, his son did the right thing, told his dad, who told authorities about another student who allegedly planned that mass shooting. For the first time ever, a confirmed tornado has struck in Wisconsin during February. Experts say yesterday's record high temperatures in the area helped the tornado form. This is ABC News. Chicago now looking to rein in discount stores.
The proposal, up for a vote next week, would ban dollar stores owned by the same company from opening within 1 mile of each other. Dozens of smaller cities and towns in the U.S. have already taken similar steps. The small box retailers have been under fire, accused of violating health and building codes. Stores in Chicago have racked up more than $600,000 in fines since 2017 for everything from overcharging customers and selling tobacco to minors, to selling expired infant formula and medicine.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. In New York City, officials considering a ban on laundry detergent pods. Some members of the city council worried about plastic pollution. Satisfying your sweet tooth with some chocolate may leave you feeling a little sour when you pay. Global cocoa prices have nearly doubled, with crops worldwide coming up short. Candy makers Hershey and Cadbury warn higher prices could put a damper on demand. I'm Dave Packer. ABC News.
Crunch the numbers. Wisconsin's state retirement system is financing polluters and helping create climate chaos, which is not good for our water, our air, or our planet. It's time to insist on common sense investments, not bankrolling yesterday's fossil fuels. Be the change. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org and sign the petition. Our investments should be protected, and it should serve to protect. Future generations will thank you.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An attorney with energy company Enbridge tried to vacate an order that would shut down part of the Line 5 pipeline that goes through the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewas Reservation. Enbridge's attorney argued before a federal appellate court Thursday. They say that a treaty between the United States and Canada bars any authority from impeding the flow of oil between the countries. A federal judge last year ordered the pipeline to be moved off the reservation within 3 years. The daughter of an inmate who killed himself at the Waupun State Prison is suing state officials. Megan Hoffman says they didn't give him adequate mental health care and medication. Dean Hoffman was found dead in his cell in 2023 on his ninth day in solitary confinement. He's one of at least three inmates who died at Waupun that year. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After going 1-4 on their road trip, the Bucks came home and lost again, this time 129-105 to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Doc Rivers says he considered just resting all of his starters.
Before the game, being honest, I thought if we could keep it close, we'd play the guys. But if they got, my thing was 18-20, I was pre-planned tonight. You thought before the game, maybe sit all of them.
The Bucks play again tonight against the Charlotte Hornets at Fiserv Forum. NFL Super Bowl 58 coming up Sunday night. The 49ers against the Kansas City Chiefs. Wisconsin native and former Badgers linebacker Leo Chanel on play. playing for Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo.
Yeah, you know, I think we step up to the plate when things get tough. And, you know, some games, like, you know, it might take us a series or two to play, hey, like, let's just play who we are. It's just about being physical, being who we are, trusting our identity and trusting our techniques and what Coach Spags has taught us.
That's Chiefs linebacker Leo Chanel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be a lot cooler today and still a little on the breezy side. Mostly cloudy, 42 will be our high today with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, even cooler, 37 for a high on Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support. 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number two of Mino and the Mayor. Jim has the day off. Frank Hermes, as Jim would say.
Frank Hermes.
Whose office is not on Holmgren, but Julie's is, and Julie's going to be joining us in just a little bit. Julie, I just want to make sure I pronounce your name right. Baronic? Baronic. Julie Baronic from Super Day Restaurant. She brought in. How many different types of soup did you bring, Julie?
I brought you guys four.
Four different kinds of soup. That sound phenomenal. Nice. We're going to return into those in just a couple of minutes. Yep. Talk about Super Day, where they're raising money for the NAW Community Shelter, which is a great, great foundation. Mm-hmm. Yep. But right now, we've got Mark Houston from Bell and Sports Medicine. And poor Mark. Poor Mark.
Why?
80% of the time, probably.
Yeah.
When he comes in, what's the first thing I bring up, Mark?
Hip, knee, shoulder.
My
your problem.
Yeah.
So, like, he's going to come and orthopedic you?
Yeah, pretty much. Today was my shoulder.
Here's your free evaluation. Okay.
Where did you get that cool NFL 2025 draft vest?
This is the pro shop.
That's cool.
It is. They've already got the stuff out, so I'm like, I'm going to purchase it.
I like it a lot.
I love it.
Frank, buy me one. You just said you had $5,000 in your pocket to those guys.
Yeah, to invest.
We invest in me.
Invest in a vest.
He's investing by being here.
Yeah, there we go.
You're invested.
I am invested.
Yeah, you're invested.
Right. Yeah.
Mark, let's talk about a few things going on right now. Go ahead and take it away with Bell and Sports Medicine.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys having me down. And
we love having you on.
It's just awesome. I think it's, you know, one thing I was talking to John about is it's amazing right now. People do get injured.
Yeah.
And it's... You go see your doctors. Doctors are great. But sometimes I've been getting the phone calls. Hey, I gotta make a decision in 2 hours. I have the surgery on Monday.
Oh.
Most of the time that does not happen. And you guys can, anyone, doesn't matter where you go for healthcare, you can always ask for a second opinion.
Yeah.
Or you can ask, how urgent is this? You know, I think we have to speak for ourselves and say, do I really need to go in and get this thing fixed right now? I tell people, like, I just had a phone call the other day. Hey, they have to make a decision. They have to have surgery on Monday. I said, I asked what it was, and I'm like, that leg's not going to fall off. You could wait 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You could wait a month. Now, it may delay your healing, but it's one of those things of, hey, do I have to go in? Can I get a second opinion? Yeah. Maybe more tests need to be done. So it was just one of those things that John and I were talking of, like, what's that ability to get that second opinion? You know, sometimes the matter of just making a phone call, you know, and saying, can I see another doctor? Sometimes you may have to go to another organization.
I think people are a little bit, you know, because they – even when I get my blood pressure, what's it called? The white coat syndrome, where people get a little bit nervous.
Yep.
And I think people sometimes, who am I to question my doctor?
Yeah.
I can see people being that way, Mark, can't you?
Yeah. And I think sometimes what it is I think we put so much trust in our physicians or in our providers.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of then saying, let's look at a test and say, what does that test say? You know, is it an MRI? Is it a nerve conduction test? Is it a blood test? And say, what does that mean?
So, Mark, can you interpret an MRI wrong?
I mean, I've had both my knees replaced, both my hips, and both shoulders. In fact, I've built a wing at Bellin. Yeah, Grace and McKenzie know my name very well. Yeah. I'm a replacement, dude. I'm a replacement parts. Yeah.
So your question, can you interpret it wrong?
Yeah.
So radiologists read these.
Yeah.
I think we all have some great radiologists. It's a profession I think I would have loved to have gone into.
Mm-hmm.
You can read them different ways based on, though, sometimes how maybe an X-ray or an MRI or that test was done.
Gotcha.
So if not enough views were done, or if it was the body part, or if it was moving, it may go, geez, is that really something or is it not?
Yeah.
There's nothing harder when they say, hold your breath. Is that, you know what I mean? It's like you've never wanted to breathe more in your entire life than when they say hold your breath.
So John talked about this last week. When I was on it, we talked about our calcium score. I've gone through two of those.
Yep.
I think you hold your breath for about, I think it's 15 or 20 seconds, but it feels like it's a minute.
It does.
Yeah. And it's, John knows this now. I had a kidney stone this last year. I had to go through one of those tests. And when you're in pain then, and then you're trying to hold that breath and you're thinking, is this 5 minutes? You know, and, it was over quickly. They did a great job. These staffs that run these CT scans and MRIs, they know what they need to do.
Remember when I thought I had a kidney stone? Remember I went to the doctors, they even said that's got all the signs of a kidney stone.
Really?
But it wasn't.
What was it?
They don't know. Wow. But I was in crazy pain. I couldn't even sit down here. I had to stand up and do the show.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. Just some weird thing.
Just nasty gas?
Maybe.
We don't wish kidney stones on anyone. No. I've gone through enough. Kidney stones were the worst.
Murphy had one on IXX one time, and he was stoic. He wouldn't, and his face was as white as that screen as that thing was kind of going.
Well,
did you
see what a kidney stone looks like? It's got like microscopic. It's got like pointers everywhere. It's like a, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah, they say it is one of the most painful things there is, isn't it?
Yeah. John, I was on Friday night pouring rain up Pulaski this year. Yeah. I'm like, hey guys, I can do this thing, but I got to still pass the stone. And yeah, it took me 9 days, but it's
You were in crazy pain.
Yeah.
Crazy pain.
I don't wish that upon anyone.
You know what? That thing we talked about a little bit last week, though, not to rehash, but I had a couple of people ask me, what the heck is that you were talking about? And I don't do a lot of preventative things, which is wrong, but I did do this, and it's the most simple thing to check your entire heart.
So it's calcium score.
Your arteries are.
Yeah. Yep. So it's a CT scan. Anyone can get it, and I would say, my family knows it. My one cousin ended up, was having some issues, ended up in urgent care, and they needed some stents put in. So I said, hey, you know, his mom passed away early. There's four other brothers and sisters, and I said, you guys should probably get one. So the oldest brother got one, as fit as a farmer that I've ever seen. His scores were the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He ended up having, I believe, four or five bypasses.
It is the best $50 you can spend.
Honest to
put your mind at ease.
Of all the different things you get this thing taken care of.
I've done it twice.
How clogged your things are. Because, you know, they talk about the silent killers with blood pressure being one of the silent killers. Well, those clogged arteries, because there's no symptoms, right? None.
No. And it's sometimes way too late. Some people are completely shocked, like, how bad I was. And I get it. There's also people that, honestly, we will say, I've worked with some of our doctors, heavier, do not eat well, and you get those tests done, and they're clear.
Weird.
It's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
So, yes, diet does have to do with exercise, does, but you can't just say, well, someone's heavier or not, that, you know, it's like you said, it's $50. Insurance doesn't cover it.
No. Nope.
It's the best $50
best
you can spend.
No lie. And I got a zero, John. I got a zero.
You always brag about everything.
Am I bragging?
Yeah.
Am I a one-upper?
I mean,
to be.
I got two artificial shoulders. I got two artificial hips. I got two artificial knees.
Who wants those?
Well, you
who
do,
wants
obviously.
Those, John?
I got a personal trainer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's Mark.
I tell people,
sorry.
Give someone the
best. It's like when your parents fight.
Yes.
It's like give someone the best birthday gift or whatever, Christmas gift, and get a calcium score.
And it's so easy to make that appointment.
You make the appointment, and you're probably in within a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Yes, you have to lay on the table and hold your breath. You're in and out in 15 minutes.
It's unbelievable.
And, great.
I think that is one of the greatest breakthroughs for something like that of all time. Don't you, Mark?
It's kind of like an MRI. You know, it's clarified what we're doing because it's so non-invasive. You lay on the table, your hardest thing is you hold your breath.
Yeah.
How long are you holding it for?
Maybe,
I want to say 30 seconds.
I think it's honestly 15 seconds.
That's what it is, huh?
It probably feels like a minute.
It does.
And I think you hold it twice.
Yeah.
Like 15 seconds. That's it. You lay on the table, hold your breath.
Yeah.
Hey, switching gears here a little bit. I was watching an NBA game the other night, and they're talking about The guys are going to have a pickleball tournament. And one of the guys said, Mark Jackson, one of the main announcers, blew out his Achilles playing pickleball. And somebody said, and he said, when I mentioned that to somebody, I had about nine other people basically say, I know somebody who did too. It's kind of crazy that pickleball, which seems like the most, you know, easygoing sport, is causing some injuries.
Lateral movement, baby.
Well, it's just, you know, I think what it is, you got to remember, we have a lot of people who are playing it are retired. And it's great. I think it's fun. But all of a sudden, you stop, you move, you quickly do things that you haven't been doing. And all of a sudden, you sprain an ankle. You tear an Achilles, you tear an ACL. I've said, wait for 5 years. I think those numbers are going to be going through the roof of, but it's exciting.
But there's nothing you can do about an Achilles, right, Mark?
I mean, can't you stretch that out?
Well, you can stretch it, but I mean, but you got to remember, you know, some of these people, I mean, we don't think of how many people are 20 and 30s are playing pickleball. You don't hear that many people are playing pickleball at 20 and 30.
No. Right.
You have a lot of people that are 50, 60, 70.
Yeah.
And you go to a lot of these communities during the day. These courts are filled during the day people are retired.
Yep.
So they're like, I'm going to go play pickleball.
And it seems low impact.
Yep. Like it seems like that. Then it gets real competitive. Juices get going. And everyone's like, and then someone says, oh, what happened to him? He's on the ground. And
and you never know, because Rob Demoski, you know, good friend of ours, and you know Rob, of course, sports writer, and pickup basketball game or rec league. And he thought he was running down court, and he thought somebody ran up behind him and just kicked him. Right in the back of the leg.
Just snapped.
I knew John from UW Green Bay.
Yep.
Back in my day out there, they used to have noon ball.
Yep.
Yeah.
Once, twice a year, we'd always have ACL, Achilles, and it wasn't your young bucks coming on the court. It was the professor that came over. It was the staff that came over. It it does happen. Can you prevent some of this stuff? Yeah, you can stretch. Some of these things are going to happen, though.
Yeah. Another thing, though, with San Francisco this week out at the Super Bowl, they're complaining about the field, but how soft it is compared to what it's supposed to be like. And the number one thing one of the big things going on in the world right now is players really, I remember David Bakhtiari really complained about one of the fields.
Oh, it's not natural grass. It's
a sod. It's a something. Okay. But a lot of people are thinking this is causing problems.
49ers, I think it was, what was approved was a sodded field over their turf field.
Right.
Okay. And they're saying it's too soft. And hey, what's going on? They're saying we have experts. I'm not real sure what's going on. It's going to be a big debate because, you know, yes, they're starting to look of saying what's happening with injuries on turf fields, what's happening with grass fields. Turf fields, I'll tell you, though, turf fields are a lot different now than they were 10, 15 years ago.
Sure.
That was the old, you know, Astrodome.
It was literally like a carpet over a road.
A brush.
Terrible. Yeah.
But turf fields have come a lot better.
Yeah. I mean, these high school fields are phenomenal.
I mean, it's like spongy when you walk on them.
Yeah. Some of these fields now, they'll put a concussion pad for head injuries, but it's costly.
I never knew that.
Yeah. A lot of people say, I don't think it doubles, but it adds quite a bit of cost.
I swear, I mean, you were at every one of our games basically this past year, high school football on Friday nights. I think Ripon was the only place that didn't have the newer artificial turf.
Yeah. Remember? It's just there's a lot of.
By the way, I think that's where my kidney problem started that night. Remember that?
Was that from the hot dogs?
Yeah. No, I couldn't. Remember you said you were going to the men's room? I said, it's locked? You said, what are you talking about? I said, well, it's in there. It's in the locker. He goes, no, it's not. It's over here. I had to pee so bad. Yeah. It's unbelievable before the game. It was a really cold night. And then it was too late. So I went to the wrong men's room.
Yeah.
Suffered all night long.
You did.
Doing a game.
Oh, that's the worst.
The worst.
Mark Houston, stick around. We got Julie coming in. We're going to talk about. And also, Todd from DePere wants to know, what is the $50 test called?
Called the calcium score.
Yes.
Ask
any of you can literally call any healthcare and just ask calcium score. Many of them are $50. You pay them cash, you're scheduled within a few weeks.
Best thing ever.
The calcium score. It is truly a life-saving, very potential life-saving thing.
Mind
it really
altering.
Is. For them to see how much. I was surprised. I wasn't bad. You'd think I wouldn't be good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Julie
always bragging.
Back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads. Natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Radio show. It's radio show. It's radio show.
And we're back. Hey, how you doing? Hey, you know what? We got Bill and Sports Medicine Mark here. But also, right now, we're going to talk about Super Day Restaurant Super Bowl with Julie. Let me, I'm going to say it right. Baranek?
Baranek.
Baranek. Come on. That was disappointing.
I even put the emphasis on the emphasis here. There we go, Julie. Hey, Julie, let's talk about Super Day Restaurant and the Super Bowl. What is this?
Yeah, so yeah. I own Super Day. Yep. It's in Green Bay. Website is superdaygreenbay.com.
Yep.
And we are participating. This is our third year participating in the Super Bowl. The NEW Community Shelter does this as one of their big fundraisers for the year. And basically, we donate a dollar for any cup, bowl, or quart of soup that we sell this week. So it's great. It's really fun.
So we got to come to your place and have soup.
Yep, that's all you have to do.
Okay, and where are you located?
I'm at 2160 Holmgren Way.
And what time do you open?
At 10 a.m.
I'm there.
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
We'll see you. Yes.
But now some of them you have to pre-order, right?
Right.
For like, especially with Fat Tuesday coming up and everything.
So next week is Fat Tuesday, and it's like a huge day for us.
Oh, yeah.
So we are having, we do special. We only make it one time a year. We have chicken and andouille sausage gumbo.
And we got Charlie warming those up right now in the, Mark's son Charlie is warming those up for us.
I brought you guys some.
So let's talk about, can people... Can they take it to go?
Yes. So you
you have the to go.
You can dine in. You can take it to go. We are on the delivery apps as well. The special for next week, Tuesday, you do have to pre-order the gumbo or the muffaletta sandwiches. You can just call us. You can come into the store or you can email us if you would like that. There's an order form on our website.
How many different types of soup do you have, Julie?
So I make 6 hot soups every day, Monday through Saturday. We always have chicken and dumpling, we always have our chili, and we always have our tomato basil. So, you know, if you like those, we always have those. Then we do 3 more, so, and those 3 we call our rotating soups. So those always change.
Okay.
So those are fun. And we always have vegan options, gluten-free options. I'd like to do soups from different countries and different ethnicities, and it's just really fun. Like, I'll make a soup out of anything. I've made every soup you've ever heard of and a whole bunch you haven't. We also have 17 different frozen soups as well, which people love to stash in their freezer when they don't want to go outside or make anything.
So a bag of soup? Or how do we get a frozen soup?
You just come to this shop and pick it up.
Wow.
Really easy.
What's your favorite soup, Mark?
I'm going to say tomato basil.
We got
some warming up. Tell Charlie you want the tomato basil when he brings it in.
I'm a pea soup guy.
Are you really?
I love pea soup.
Yes, that is crazy. We always have pea soup in our freezer. It sells so fast.
So good.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of the, is it chunky?
Oh, yeah.
Is your pea soup chunky?
It is. It's very chunky. It's kind of like wallpaper paste, and people love it.
It's kind of funny. My kids always look at me when I eat pea soup. They're like, Dad, what is that? I go, just try it.
It's great, man. Yeah.
It is I love it when you have the actual ham from like Easter or whatever, and you use that, the actual bone.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are there some ethnic types of soup that certain ethnic people want to come in and buy?
Not really that so much. It's more... the gluten-free and the vegan. That is our big, you know, kind of what people are looking for right now. They really like trying our different rotating soups because it's just fun. It's something different all the time.
Absolutely.
And it's good. Yeah.
Wasn't there a cabbage beef or something you said was kind of fun?
There's so many different ones.
Oh, cabbage beef, yummy.
Oh, yeah. I make everything. Any kind of soup.
You know, I
love it.
Did you ever have a cold soup, John?
Yeah, I like cold soups.
Do you make a cold soup?
I did chilled soups for the summer.
Okay.
Yep. So we had some chilled soups and gazpachos and that type of thing in the summer we did. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Charlie, what are you doing? Bring them in for these people to try. Bring your dad some soup.
Do you got soup, Charlie? Soup.
No. Go get his soup.
No, it's not ready yet.
Oh, it's not ready yet?
Okay. Yeah. Right. You got to cook it just right.
Charlie's in charge of the soup today.
Now,
let me ask you this, though, Julie. With people, when they come in, if they have a favorite, I got a feeling it's one of those things where they'll stay with it, won't they?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep, people, they follow our website and our Facebook page because we list what our rotating soups are every morning. So they know when to come in for their favorites.
Do you sell out? Do you sell out?
Oh, all the time. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, if you come at 10:30, am I guaranteed to have that soup?
Yeah, you can get that.
When do you think it'll sell out?
You know, I tell people if you really, really, really want one, if you see one in the morning, just give us a call or send us an email. And
you'll hold it?
We'll hold it, yeah.
How'd you get started in something like this? How did you decide, I'm going to run a restaurant that sells just soup?
Yeah, well, we have sandwiches, too. So we do have paninis. Okay. We have 12 different sliders. We've got wraps.
You can dunk them.
Yes. We have deli salads. We have we make our own chicken salad and tuna salad.
Oh, I love chicken salad.
Yeah, we sell that in containers as well.
Okay, Mark. So.
Here we go.
Chrissy, Mark has to get the tomato basil. Give that to Mark. He wants tomato basil.
Mark's getting tomato.
Tell me what this is right here. What is this?
That one is the special chicken and andouille sausage gumbo. That's going to be the Fat Tuesday one.
That's the Fat Tuesday one that we're looking at right now.
It's amazing.
This studio smells so good right now. It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's wafting over here.
I smell like this all the time. I tell people I smell like food all the time.
You smell like soup.
All the time.
That's not a bad thing. Thank you.
What's your favorite? I mean, what do you make that from your personal favorite?
So people ask me that all the time. My personal favorite soup is the Greek lemon chicken.
Oh,
I love that stuff. I'm a big lemon lover. So, I mean, I just like that tartness of it.
Yeah.
It's like a really yummy broth. And it's just, I love that one. So.
Fantastic.
This is like a meal.
It is.
It is.
Well,
Now, mine is not that warm, but that's okay. This tastes so good. It doesn't matter.
Right? Yeah.
It is so yummy. There's pieces of meat. And I just feel like you can smell my breath from there.
I could hear you earlier this morning. Okay. I could smell it. Yeah. But that andouille is like the greatest thing in the world.
I know. It's a special thing.
So that's why
we only make it once a year because it takes forever. My arm literally falls off whisking the roux. So, yeah.
The roux. Yes.
I like that.
I love that. Yes.
How's the tomato bisque, Mark?
Tomato basil.
I'm sorry.
And you can taste the basil.
Oh,
very
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Nice.
People really like that one. I think if I didn't have tomato basil every day, there would be a coup. So,
what time do you start in the morning to start making soup?
I'm actually usually there like at 7 in the morning.
Oh, that's not too bad.
It's not bad. No, I like it. I'm a morning person. I get more stuff done in the morning anyway. So,
you're like these bakers that have to go in at like 3 in the morning and start doing stuff.
Yeah, no, not quite that nutty. But,
So you walk in the morning and go, what am I going to make today?
Yeah, it's
really?
Fun. I love it because. You know, in other jobs, you're like, I got to go to work. And now I'm like, what do I get to make at work today? You know, so it's a total mind shift, you know, different. It's just great. I love it. It's so me.
Have you made a Reuben soup yet?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Oh,
yeah. Usually around St. Patrick's Day, we do those.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You're big into the sauerkraut, aren't you?
I'm a kraut guy.
Yeah, you are. Are you German?
Yeah. Belgian. I'm Belgian.
Oh, same thing.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, same kind of thing.
French Belgian.
Yeah.
Comme ci, comme ça.
What's the most healthy soup you make?
Probably our vegan soups.
Okay.
Yeah.
Healthy soup.
I want to know what not to order.
Yeah. I would say the vegan soups are the healthiest, you know.
Yeah.
Because they're mostly like blended vegetables or, you know, that type of thing.
So. And I think it's awesome what you guys are doing for the NAW Community Shelter.
Yeah. We're donating, so it's really easy. You don't have to do anything. All you got to do is come in and get some soup. So.
Fantastic. You enjoying it, Mark?
It's awesome.
What size? I'm sorry. I got a mouthful of just yum stuff. What size containers can you get?
So we do.
Because I want the big one.
Yep. Cup, bowl, or quart is what we.
Quart.
Yep. And so we have people ordering like 4 quarts of the gumbo for that day.
I mean, 4 quarts?
Yeah. Oh,
do you have a carrier?
All the time.
Is there a carrier? Because
right?
I would spill that soup.
We'll help you.
Would you?
Yeah.
I spilled soup in my truck once.
I've
not
done
good.
That on my seat. I've done that too.
On my face.
Yeah. It
my
smelled good though. It was okay.
It did. Yeah. For a little bit.
Better than normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to a catering gig and I spilled chili. It popped off in the back of my vehicle. And every curve I went, apparently the chili went flying.
So
I opened up the back hatch when I got there. I'm like, no.
Smelled great, though.
My car smelled like chili forever. It was like, ew.
I would buy an air freshener that smelled like chili.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than the smell of good chili.
Oh, I just
nothing.
Love it.
Oh, well, Julie, this has been fantastic.
Yes. Yeah.
Tell everybody again one more time where you're located.
Super Day. We're at 2160 Holmgren Way. It's Suite 103 inside the Revolution Public Market building.
Which is a very cool building.
It is. There's a lot of little businesses in there. So we have like handmade soaps. We've got fudge. We have cheese. We have charcuterie. You know, so it's really fun. So
I could live on a charcuterie board, too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Did I pronounce that right?
Charcuterie.
It was
charcuterie.
Yes.
Charcuterie? I'm sounding like Jim.
You're sounding chicory.
I know. Yeah.
Chicory.
Charcuterie.
Julie Bronchek, thank you so very much for this.
Thanks,
this
guys.
Is awesome. Great stuff. Mark, thumbs up.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Delicious.
Charlie, thanks for warming it up for us. Good work. Thank you, Julie.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The special counsel investigating President Biden's retention of classified documents found no intentional wrongdoing. But the president now defending himself against another accusation in the special counsel's report that he has a failing memory. ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Another factor in Heard's decision was Biden's inability to answer certain questions, apparently because he simply could not remember. He described Biden's memory as hazy and that he might come across to a jury as, quote, sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly, a man with a poor memory.
In Ohio, a student is being hailed as a hero for helping stop a mass shooting at his school. His dad says despite threats on his son's life, his son did the right thing, told his dad, who told authorities about another student who allegedly planned that mass shooting. For the first time ever, a confirmed tornado has struck in Wisconsin during February. Experts say yesterday's record-high temperatures in the area helped the tornado form. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin saw its first ever February tornado Thursday evening. One touchdown near Albany in Greene County and another near Evansville in Rock County. If a tornado warning is declared in your area, get down to the lowest level of your home immediately. Other areas of Wisconsin saw severe thunderstorms and hail. Misinformation is distorting the immigration debate, so says Vina Iyer, who's an immigration law expert. She says the notion that people come to the United States for government benefits is a stubborn misconception.
There are so many laws that actually highly restrict immigrants from getting any type of public benefits or services in our country.
Iyer says the U.S. needs comprehensive fixes to immigration law instead of stricter border enforcement. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
It's a unique opportunity to ask your questions during the Earl Ingram Show on Friday, February 9th.
United States Senator Ron Johnson is going to be joining us here in the studio. He's going to spend an hour as we have some open dialogue. Phone lines are going to be open. We'll take some phone calls.
Join Earl and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson Friday, February 9th. The Earl Ingram Show, mornings from 8 to 10, here on your local Civic Media radio station. And streaming on the Civic Media app.
It is going to be a lot cooler today and still a little on the breezy side. Mostly cloudy, 42 will be our high today with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, even cooler, 37 for a high on Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Matt and Air on Air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street,
this is Oshkosh Air Support,
1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS,
WGBW.
It's time to find out what's up for the weekend. Brought to you by Waterfront Market. your local market at 401 North Washington Street in Green Bay in the City Deck Landing Building. And now, here's Christy Barlamet and from the glam band, Dennis Peters.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor Show here. Special thanks to Julie from the Soup House, which is phenomenal stuff. Also, Mark Houston from Bell and Sports Medicine. And the young gentlemen we had here who are going to be billionaires in about three years.
They are.
Wow.
Yeah, that's some what's some brains, man.
Those Dennis from the Glam Band and Christy.
Good morning.
From the City Deck Landing here. By the way, you're talking about they talked about Waterfront Market sponsoring us. I was in there the other day. They were talking about they're going to have some bourbon tasting and cigar sampling when the weather gets nice outside here. Yeah. That'll be a lot of fun.
We're going to have private parties on the back, too. So.
Smoking whiskey.
Day. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I love it.
Bourbon and whiskey.
Happy Friday, everybody.
And cigars. What's going on, you guys?
You are.
I know.
Always. Well, good morning, everybody. A big one. So we're going to switch it up a little bit. And we're going to do some fun events for Valentine's Day in the downtown Green Bay. So the first one is at St. Brendan's Inn. That is, if you haven't been there, it's at 234 South Washington Street right here in downtown Green Bay. Thank you for clarifying, Dennis.
We actually were there. We had a speaking thing. Me, Christy, and the mayor one day.
Yes.
And we ordered something little, and then they came out with the cheeseburgers, and all these other guys were the size of the plate.
Weren't they?
Oh, my. And we're all like, why didn't we order the cheeseburger?
Because Christy was in charge of ordering.
And you ordered like a little
salad.
Chicken salad. And here are these huge cheeseburgers bigger than your head at St. Brendan's.
Jim and John and I are just all drooling over there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but it was good. It was all good.
I thought drooling was a girl's name.
So
don't you just behave, okay?
Okay.
So at St. Brendan's Inn, it's called Our Romance Package. It includes one night. You get a standard deluxe queen with a whirlpool tub. You get a bottle of champagne. You get chocolates and a morning omelet breakfast for two. For $119.
Yeah. In Dennis's world, that's like a Tuesday. Typical Tuesday.
That's rich. That's living high
up
the
hog. Well, that's you. I mean, you're like the
big
guys from Motley Crue and things like that. I know who you are.
Living
what did you
time.
Think of that movie? What was the name of it?
The Dirt.
The Dirt.
I watched that. That was a little disturbing in the beginning.
Yeah.
After about 2.5 minutes, I thought I was walking out.
That was disgusting.
I thought it was kind of disturbing, too.
I can't unsee what I saw in the beginning of that movie.
I know. The Ozzy Osbourne part.
Frank hasn't seen it.
You haven't seen it, Frank?
No, it didn't interest me.
What's have you seen any movies about music business that you liked?
Yes.
Like what?
Well, I love Broadway plays.
Okay.
I know.
I'm talking movies here, Frank.
Okay.
I'm just wild about Harry.
He's just wild about me.
You Ethel Merman just now?
I love it.
Fine.
So, yeah, that's at St. Brendan's Inn. And just make a note that you don't just have to do that on Valentine's Day. They'll honor it any day. So even if you want a book, and they do have amazing dinner specials and an awesome menu.
Beautiful.
Okay, and if you are single and you just want to hang out with your girls, they're having it's called a Galentine's Day at the Walk. I actually had to think about that one at first. I was like, gals, you're gals.
How many miles to the gallon?
I don't know. It depends on how much wine you drink that day.
So
if you haven't been to Captain's Walk, it's located at 345 South Adams Street, right here in the beautiful downtown Green Bay. That is going on Sunday, February 11th from 12 to 4 p.m. Tickets are available. They are $45 to $65, and you can grab your besties for an afternoon of glitz, glam, and luxury at the Walk. So they're going to have wine tasting, tarot card readings, and jewelry.
I like that.
What could go wrong? Tarot cards.
It's a really cool. Have you ever been in there? It's a really cool building.
Yes, it's beautiful.
I mean, it's like a 150-year-old building. It's really cool.
I love it. Wow. This another one we have at the Main Street Bourbon Room. That's located at 1275 Main Street. Some of the menu items, listen to this. You can get a stuffed lobster tail for $38.
$38.
$38. They have tenderloin, bacon wrapped Oscar prawn scampi linguine. I mean, that looks like a fabulous
Sounds
menu.
Fantastic.
Does the lobster know about it?
Yes. I think he does. Surprise. Okay, and then one more right in Frank's
Rock
neck.
Lobster.
I was thinking the same thing.
And one more in Frank's neck of the woods.
Tune him up.
Sorry, man, I don't get out much.
Back to you.
Al's Hamburger Shop, located at 131 South Washington Street in downtown, they are having this beautiful shake of the month. It's a chocolate-covered cherry malt. Vanilla ice cream blended with cherry juice, fresh cherries, and chocolate-covered glass topped with whipped cream and heart candies. That they do a special of the month. It's $5 on Wednesdays.
That actually sounds really good.
Oh, you should see the picture. I have it.
Great for radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Can you see, if anyone's watching live. But yeah, that's it. Al's Hamburger Shop looks like one of those old-fashioned ones
that you have in like Back to the Future when they're at the soda shop.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Those are the best. But yeah, that's what you got going on in downtown Green Bay.
Frank, were you like Biff back in the day?
Why?
Just a big guy. I just see you like Biff.
I was going to say, what does that mean?
From Back to the Future. Remember Biff?
No. I was not. Nope. I was like the band guy.
I'll just put two coats of wax on it.
Yeah. Now make like a tree.
Now, Biff. Sorry.
And you guys, one more thing.
Uncle didn't make parole again. Isn't that one of the great movies of all time?
All three of them. Oh,
of all time.
Seven of them.
Yeah. See, I sound like Jim right now. I didn't see it. Oh. Jim's always the
one.
You never saw
Back to the Future?
No, Jim's the one that always says he's never seen them. I'm getting a very weird look from
Amanda.
Amanda
just fell out of her chair. It's like, who hasn't seen Back to the Future?
How did you miss it? Jim from Taxi.
Wow.
It's brilliant. You can watch any of those movies in any order you want.
Yes. Doesn't matter. No.
Well, thank you, boys. And one more thing. So at the Waterfront Market, this month we are highlighting healthy choices. So we have low carb, no carb, low sugar, or no sugar, gluten-free, and alcohol-free wine, beer, and ready-to-drink cocktails. And we also carry a large assortment of low and zero-sugar energy drinks. And also, by the way, we hired not one, but two new employees, Barry and Christine. Welcome. So stop in and say hi to them. Yay.
Nice.
Stop by the Waterfront Market.
It's a cool place.
It is.
I mean, you know what? There's nothing they don't. It's one of those things, like one night I bought a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
And it was a good bottle of wine because it had a cork. It didn't hit screw on.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't have that very often.
Quality,
well, actually, you know what? You know what? I just realized. No, I did not buy a bottle of really good wine.
Oh.
I was given a bottle of really good wine.
Yeah. Did I give it to you?
From our guy, Ben Melchor.
Oh, yeah. Ben Indiana.
Yeah. I spoke at their event. Mm-hmm. And he gave me this beautiful bottle of red wine. Yeah. But I didn't have a corkscrew.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried...
Yes.
Finagling a cork out of a wine bottle without a corkscrew.
We have them now just for you.
I know. I went down to the
hand. We got them,
Jim. But is there any way to do it? Is there any way to get a cork out without a corkscrew?
You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, you use a multi-tool or you can use a screwdriver, Phillips. I have done it.
There you go.
It's all about centrifugal force. You just kind of bend it and pull it slow.
It's funny how we both came up with that at the same time.
I guess.
Maybe we've tried it before.
Because I was massacring it, trying to use like a paring knife type thing.
John, I can just picture you in that bottle of wine with all the cork in them.
Absolutely. That's what it was. And that's what I was doing.
But now we have them in there just for you.
I know. I got one.
We really do.
$2. But how do you do it? Tell me again. You can use a Phillips screwdriver?
Baby, I'm here to impress you. I brought along my multi-tool.
Wow.
I've been called that more than once. Let me tell you.
Is that your multi-tool or are you just happy to see me?
Why, yes. Thanks for asking.
Really, Frank? Hey, Frank, this is a kids show. Family show.
I was talking about multi-tool.
I don't care what.
Sorry.
When you're talking about a tool. Hey,
you want to talk about a tool? Here I am.
Hey, I'll tell you.
It's not a Friday without a little bit of Rodney.
Exactly. Hey, a little Rodney. Frank, give me some Rodney.
Oh, sorry, you caught me. Hey, I tell my wife, hey, would you like some dinner? And she says, yes. So I said, go out to eat. That was a little Henny Youngman.
Yes, Henny. That was somebody else.
Yeah. Little Henny.
That was Rodney's brother.
Yeah, she said she wanted something different for Valentine's Day.
Oh, boy.
So I bought her a vacuum. I said, suck. No, I won't even go there.
Wow.
No, it was all about vacuums.
Hey, Dennis from the Glam Band, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? As Rocky wanted to say, hey,
I think my dad used to wear that exact same hat you're wearing.
Maybe it is his hat.
It might be a fedora when he wears a suit. And, you know, I go so far back,
another
they used to dress
fedora.
Like that. They would wear the fedoras. And a suit to the Packer games.
Sure. Yes. You see those pictures back in the D.
Yes.
Lombardi.
Lombardi would dress like that too. But so many of the guys in the stands wore suits and fedoras to the games.
Yeah, you bet. And the ladies wore their Sunday best.
Absolutely.
I think they came straight from church.
They did.
The game. Yeah. For sure.
I know my dad did. Yeah.
Well, I know church went around the time of the Packer game when I went to church. So.
Oh, we worked.
Hey, we got 15 minutes. Let's go.
We worked around it.
Yep. Hey, minister, that sermon, let's wrap it up here. Kickoff's in about 20 minutes. Let's go here.
I got some money on the other team.
Pitch the babies so they start crying.
That's right. Get it moving.
Yeah. I grew up in the 70s and 80s. That's why I had money in the other team. Never mind.
Okay. We were talking earlier this morning. I don't know how we got on the theme. Oh, because your music for your production right now is like 1969 music?
Yep. 68, 69.
Wasn't that a great era, Dennis? I mean, I know you were too young, but it's still an aficionado of eras.
Well, my birth certificate says I was hatched around that time.
But aren't you got a lot of respect for the music in that era, don't you?
Hey, talk about respect around here.
Let me tell you.
It's an never end.
I love that era. Sunshine music, you know, it's been, it was changing times. You bet.
And it kind of went from the drug psychedelic music to a different sort of thing.
I call it the hangover music.
Yeah.
You know, seriously, the music then, it just took a different swing. You
exactly.
Know? The music got heavier, you know, with the Led Zeppelins of the world coming out.
Distortion.
Distortion reminds me of my last marriage.
Hey, which one?
It's also not a Friday unless Dennis says something about his ex-marriage.
One of his other marriages, yes.
Can you be more specific?
What's up with the glam band, Dennis? What do you guys got going on?
Well, we are in Fond du Lac tonight. Actually, we were going to be playing on the ice.
Oh, that's right. I know where you're going to be. For the walleye spear, the sturgeon spearing kickoff.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, fishing has no boundaries. We'll be playing tonight, and we're going to prove that there are no boundaries tonight.
Yeah.
Actually, we'll be on the shore.
But you're talking about that's. I actually have done stuff. The fishing with no boundaries for kids and disabled kids and things like that.
Yes.
I've actually done some events with them.
Fantastic.
Actually, we went out to Hayward, Wisconsin one time.
Nice.
And did a big thing. And it was all these kids, you know, in wheelchairs and all these different problems and had these guides that volunteered. It's a great, great organization. Yeah. So that's cool that you guys helped them out.
So the event's still going on. You know, it's raising money for a great cause. And that's the primary reason. You know, it's not so much the fishing. The sturgeon can take the year off.
It seems like they're going to have to,
So, good for them.
I heard on the news there's 12 extra sturgeon this year that you can spear.
12 extra?
Yeah, 12 that there's licenses for.
Well, fishing has no boundaries, so we're going to be launching from the shore then, I guess.
But spears?
I'll tell you what, I saw a thing from the Brown County Police or Brown County Sheriff's Department yesterday telling people, hey, stay off the ice.
Yep.
They had to rescue like three different situations.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy that you'd even think to?
Then a guy, 78-year-old guy tragically died in Shawano County. They found his thing had gone through the ice.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. Hate to see that.
So a Toyota Tundra being pulled out of the water. It's like, well, it's not. Maybe it's not a Tundra anymore.
I don't get it. I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you.
It'll run good after that.
No.
Not at all.
That's it. What else is going on, Dennis?
You are.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't get out much. So happening this weekend, what's going on down in the flats of Appletown, don't you know? So this comedian guy, his name is Michael Carbonaro. Maybe you've seen him. Maybe you've heard of him.
Yeah.
He's been around. Just ask. And he's best known as the star and executive producer of the hit series The Carbonaro Effect on True TV. Anyway, he's made frequent TV appearances and so shows such as Happily Divorced.
Wow.
I can't relate. 30 Rock, Grey's Anatomy, and CSI Miami, whatever CSI spells. Anyway, he does magic tricks and tells lies and stuff like that. He's funny.
He's very funny.
And it's a special event there. They have that once in a while. We have real stars come through there, you know, like.
Now that's gonna bug me. CSI criminal
crime
something.
Scene investigation.
Crime scene. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was bugging me. It's like, I don't. Yeah.
Really? Okay. You guys had to think about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So checking.
Frank and I are over here like.
Wow.
Frank's a bragger.
Wow.
Calling that out today.
Frank is bad. Frank is nationwide.
He's a bad man, that Frank. He's nationwide.
Yes.
I wrote 149 shows. How many did you write?
Yeah. No. Wow.
None.
What have you done this year?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
All before 9:30 a.m.
Where'd you learn to talk like that? Some Panamanian sailor want a boom boom bar?
Hey, Sergeant, good morning. What have you done with your life?
Yeah.
Think people are listening right now?
I don't think so.
Okay. I think all of them are. Okay. Well, so anyway, tickets are $40 for general admission, and VIP is $135. But that includes the meet and greet and the priority seating and whatnot.
Nice.
And it's a two-shot, two-thing minimum. That could be snacks. It could be whatever. But, So join it. Get on that. The Michael Carbonaro is hysterical, funny, haha. It's something that you want to see. Ice Dance Music Fest is happening, ladies and gentlemen, at the Hilton Appleton Paper Valley this weekend. It's 3 days of alternative type music and whatnot. It's hosted by Feed the Dog. Oh, right. Wrapping this up already. Lots of bands and lots of things to see there. Check that out.
All right, stick around. Hold on to that. We're just going to send a quick break.
Okay.
We'll be back with more. We got Dennis from the Glam Band. We got Christy from City Deck. And we got Frank from, well, his own little world.
Yes.
Back after
and
this.
And we got John.
Yes, we do.
Let's talk. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. You're invited to enjoy live music from David Mazzy Saturday night, February 10th from 7 to 10. And Ooga Brewing presents Fly Time with the Aldo Leopold chapter of Trout Unlimited Thursday night, February 22nd at 6:30. It's all happening at Ooga Brewing Company, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7 on Oshkosh Air Support, AM 1100 and 98.3 FM WISS, and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
At Nair on Air. Nair on Air.
It's time to find out what's up for the weekend. Brought to you by Waterfront Market, your local market at 401 North Washington Street in Green Bay in the City Deck Landing Building. And now, here's Christy Barlamont and from the Glam Band, Dennis Peters.
Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor Show with Frank Hermes filling in for Jim.
That's yes. My name, Frank Hermes.
Hermes.
I'm incognito when I'm here.
We want to make it sound like it was Jim Sinek, because he never calls him Frank Hermes. Always calls him Frank Hermes.
He does.
And he lives on Holmgren Road.
I was just going to say, and where's
Holmgren?
Epic?
Holmgren?
John, yes. That was priceless.
Thank you. Dennis, you're priceless.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I know.
You should see what the divorce looked like.
Whoa.
Which one?
You'll get nothing. That's priceless to me.
Hey, did anybody misbehave on your trip to Mexico?
Everyone.
Okay.
No.
That's all that matters.
Only one person that I'm aware of.
All right. There's always like that one guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know how it is. That staggering drunk guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was me. But I'm just saying...
Staggering.
There always is that one guy you have to keep an eye on or whatever.
And that person was sitting just back to my right on the flight, and they were hammered on the flight there.
Oh.
Perfect.
Yeah, I know. Don't you hate that?
Mm.
Yeah. Frank, do you have alcohol at your shows?
Yes, we do. We serve a lot of it.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yes, in fact, my folks, the more you drink, the funnier I get.
Frank, move over.
There you go. Thought she was telling me, and I'm going,
no. Get over, Frank.
You can get
shot.
A little closer. Don't be shy.
Hey.
Come a little bit closer. You're my kind of man.
So big and so strong.
So big and so strong.
All right. We could do a duet.
We could.
And it
you
would be phenomenal.
Dennis come on one of your shows sometimes.
I've seen Dennis perform lots of times.
Yeah.
And he does some crazy stuff that I just like to watch.
Yeah.
Wait a second. What? Clarity. We need clarity.
Clarity. I'm sorry. I meant performing.
What about on stage?
Wait. I mean, on stage.
Thanks for noticing.
Thanks for the problem.
I was going to say.
He works out.
I know. He does.
Yeah.
I know. All you guys do. He was an Army guy, though.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Ooh,
see? There you go.
Back to that voice again. Eh?
I know. I like it a lot.
I just realized something. On the way here, I realized you speak Canadian, too.
I do.
Yeah.
Is it crazy?
Another language you could put down there.
I could speak Canadian, Irish, and Scottish.
Wow.
And French.
And comme ci, comme ça.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. He's an intelligent guy.
John, you speak UP. You speak Uber.
Yeah, you betcha. You
know? Nagani style.
You got it. We're going to have a sauna tonight.
You can put that on
your... Have a couple of jumbos.
Put that on your Facebook profile.
Do you guys remember jumbos?
Yeah.
The big 40s? That's what we call them, jumbos.
Slightly.
Yep.
I know that.
Slightly.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Old English there for you, boys.
There you go.
Of course, you kept the old English you need on a paper bag, you know, to hide the evidence. But hey, I'll tell you.
Oh, they would always do that. People would walk around with the 40s in the paper bags. No question.
Cool 45s. You know it.
You know it. What else going on, Dennis?
And he left holding the bag, literally.
Hey.
So, moving right along. What else we have for you? There is a big old candlelight cross-country ski snowshoe and hike thing going on at the Winnebago County Community Park.
Fine.
The price is free, but you must pre-register.
Is that still going on?
Is it? They rigged the snow?
There's fake snow.
Well, so here.
Okay.
See, enjoy a candlelit night of cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, or hiking at the park. So there's still options here, folks.
Yeah.
John's face. John's face is like, no, I feel like like, this isn't happening.
I'm looking at green grass out the window. You could literally green, golf green right across grass. The street.
There's squirrels oh, running across the street. Yeah. Birds.
In tank tops. It's, yeah.
Everybody's
okay.
doing it.
Okay.
You're a nobody if you're not wearing a tank top all in right. February.
All right.
Speaking okay. of the tornado that hit south of Madison yesterday.
Oh, man.
Did you catch that?
Huh?
Anyway. So bring a flashlight. And follow along with a kid-friendly storybook posted throughout the trail.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
Here we go. Back into that voice again. After your hike, warm up by the bonfire with some hot chocolate while you roast s'mores. Limited nice. Equipment available. That's what she said. First come, first serve. Bring your own equipment if you have it. You figure out the joke there, ladies and gentlemen. Kids must be accompanied by an adult. Naturally.
Naturally.
And dogs are not allowed to join hikers. It says nothing about cats.
It doesn't.
Todd, if you're listening.
And hermit crabs.
Yes.
Bring your hermit crab
along.
Bring
your fish.
Join in on the fun.
So, I'm sorry, I was reading a text that I can't read to you, Dennis. Okay.
Pre-registration. Well, I understand that.
Oh, my gosh. That's sassy.
Oh, it's not bad. It's just a little risky.
Oh, yeah, Terry.
Yeah. So
yeah, you see it? Yeah,
whoa.
I don't even read that one.
Wow.
Do you see it there, Dennis?
I'm trying to focus.
Okay.
Believe me, and I got a focus problem
all
right now.
All right.
Ask around.
All right.
Remember my ex-wife? Anyways.
Hey.
Pre-registration is required at https www.pdsfusion.org/bago. So that's all. That's this weekend. Give her.
Where else you guys going to be putting? You're in Fond du Lac tonight? Is
yeah.
that right? Okay.
Fond du Lac tonight, and then we are at Cheers in Chilton on Saturday.
You guys do a lot of Chilton area things, don't you?
Sure.
Calumet County area?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm before you at the fair this year, buddy.
Are you?
Yeah, well, I think we're opening up. Amy and I do like a little Elvis and Reba, and then it's the glam band.
I think I saw that.
Wow. Yeah.
So can I use your PA?
Whatever that spells.
Can I introduce you guys?
Hey, sure.
Oh, yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Calumet County Fair.
Exactly.
Big time.
So I like it.
I was checking online to see, you know, the community yeah. events going on. I don't know if you can see this on the Facebooks yeah. and whatnot, but I was checking what's going on in Chilton on Friday. Yeah.
I don't see anything.
Nothing.
Well, I'll tell you
nothing
something.
Going
I'll
on,
tell you
see?
Something
nothing.
That's always going on in Chilton.
What?
The Altona Supper Club.
Yes.
Yes.
Has the greatest
oh,
brunch
man, yeah.
Fantastic.
On the Sundays. It's I think Saturdays too.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I call it Altoona, but it's Altona.
Altona.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Me Close. And Tony Mandarich yeah. and Yurko used to do yeah. a show there.
They
remember
no
that?
Way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Remember that back in the day?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
They call them Martinis Martoonies, don't you know?
Yeah, don't you know? They got a phenomenal salad bar, though.
They do.
Yes.
Been there many times.
And absolutely. you went to Billy's last week.
Yes,
didn't
went
you?
To Billy's in Luxembourg last week. Love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Was at Nikki's time. Last night having a little muffaletta. And,
another
yeah.
great girl's name, if you asked me.
No, I'm just saying. Nikki's is still a great place.
Muffaletta.
Isn't it, though? I mean, still character place. It's just great. Yep.
Classy place.
Yep.
And another place for Valentine's, Chef Fusions is a good one on Broadway.
Yes.
Oh, another
great
spot.
Meal. Great
yes.
meals.
Very.
Great meal. Good stuff. Good
yeah,
stuff.
So there's a lot of fun stuff going on in downtown Green Bay. Stop out and check everything out.
Have you been in a room at St. Brennan's yet? Have you stayed there?
I have.
I have not.
It's cool.
One of the coolest things about the rooms, yeah. open showers.
Yes.
Oh, really?
It's
yes.
like you're walking into a room
yes.
and there's a shower.
Yes.
It's very
nice.
Enjoyable.
I totally agree. I said
and
I had a
big
downtown
window
one night
in front
they put
of
me up
no.
at the St. Brandon's. It was great.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, for $119, you can't go wrong. But yeah, there's a ton of fun stuff. Funny
oh,
events.
Dennis has a weird look in his face. What's wrong, Dennis?
He had me an open shower. So I'm thinking all of the kind of showers you get. Baby showers.
Baby showers.
Wedding showers.
An open shower.
Divorce
yeah,
showers.
Divorce shower.
You know.
Wow.
I didn't think of that. Well, anyway, we got to wrap up. Franco, always great having you here.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day to all of you.
Thank you. You too.
Yes. Yeah,
have a great one.
And your you, show, when's going to people want to come see your show?
2.5 Belgians tonight at the Meyer Theater, 7:30 p.m. Come on out. Great 60s music and fun comedy.
And how long will that be lasting?
It'll all the way through February 24th, so 3 more weeks to come and see the show.
Fantastic. And Dennis, once again, you're in.
I'll see you next week, brother.
All right, buddy.
What's Fond du Lac tonight?
Fond du Lac tonight. Chilton tomorrow.
Outstanding. Wow. Christy, what you got going on downtown this weekend?
Everything. That,
whoa.
Yeah.
Open showers.
Open showers. Yeah. Yeah, Waterfront Market will be open 9 to 9 today, 9 to 9 tomorrow, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. So check us out.
Come on down. Check
yeah.
it out. Fantastic downtown Green Bay. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being here, everybody.
Thank
it's
you.
Been a fun way to end the week. Who are you taking the Super Bowl?
Of course, the Chiefs, baby. I'm a Swiftie.
Chiefs. Me too.
Yeah. Niners.
I'm taking Niners too.
Come on.
I'm just saying.
Shake it up. Shake it up.
All right, that's not.
Come on.
Thanks, everybody, for being here all week. We're back in.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. the Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Hey, Wayne, shopping for a new door? Do you need something more dependable?
Yes, something that's durable, dent-resistant, knows how to take a hit, and is going to last for years.
We're still talking about the door, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Of course.
Wayne Larrabee and Jeff Levering shopping together at Pella? What next? How about 0% interest for up to 60 months when you place your order by February 23rd at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 2/23/2024.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.